Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
You think I was that?
Oh, shit. You have time to fix my shirt? Or?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
I'm Jerry Drinker, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic Med Spas located in Pace, Florida.
Lisa, what do you think about that introduction? Who's in a hurry today?
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, we have a lot of fun here on Beauty and the Brain. This is a podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. And we're happy to be back in 2026, having a lot of new and exciting topics coming up. And in this particular episode, it's just going to be Jerry and I today. And we're going to be discussing some of our new favorite treatments for 2026, some of the new machines that we brought into the practice.
I was going to say, I think some of them aren't necessarily new treatments. Treatments mm-hmm. we've always loved. But one of the ones that we're really excited about is a new RF radio frequency microneedling machine.
We're really going to be kind of talking about not just the new machines really, but ways to upgrade and, you know, to supercharge your skincare routine. We've been looking into some of these bioregenerative therapies and doing forms of them. But if any of you guys follow along with the K-beauty and the Korean beauty trends and what people are doing with some of the medical tourism and traveling, they're doing a lot of these treatments where they stack treatments. And so they're doing a lot of treatments in one setting. And so really what we've done is went out and looked at new devices or different devices that may have a similar technology to what we've used in the past, but it allows us to safely combine and stack treatments in a different way so that we can do more than one thing in one treatment setting to really get some phenomenal results.
Go back for just a sec to something that you said at the beginning, because I don't know if everybody understands completely when you say bioregenerative medicine. Like it's something we talk about a lot, and it's just like second nature to us. But explain it to the people that don't know exactly, because we have a lot of people that have been doing things for years, doing Botox, doing fillers and different things, but they may not understand where that falls into some of the things they're probably already doing.
Mm-hmm. So there's been medications and molecules or things that we could inject to harness our body's ability to make collagen for many years. So this field in and of itself is something that we've known about for many years, over two decades. And so when we look back in some of the early studies on Sculptra, Sculptra is a product that it was one of the fastest growing. It's one of the most profound injectable biostimulants that we have. And with this product, what we're doing is injecting polyolactic acid, or it's basically a sterile suture-like material that we inject. And when we inject that, our body tries to get rid of it and engulf it. And in the process of doing that, it makes collagen and it makes elastin. And so we're using a form of an injectable to kind of hijack our body's own systems to make collagen and elastin rather than us injecting something in like a gel filler. That's the bottom line. So when we talk about bioregenerative, it's these entire kind of group or class of therapies and treatments that we're using to have our body do the hard work, the heavy lifting itself. Instead of having more artificial looks or using a lot of gel fillers or silicones or implants, we're doing things that kind of keep the look a little bit more natural, but we also are finding ways to replace some of the collagen, to replace some of the elastin, or slow down how fast that's being degraded as we age. So we start losing collagen and elastin, our skin starts changing even in our, you know, early 20s. And by the time we're in our 50s, 60s, 70s, from all the combination of genetics and photo damage and sun exposure, we see that there's quite a bit of collagen loss. And we'll see that the skin gets thinner. We start getting that leathery appearance, a lot of uneven colorations on it. And so in the past, we were looking at ways to like really just plump that back up. Now we know that let's do things in this bioregenerative space. So we try to make that skin architecture, so the whole, you know, epidermis throughout the multiple dermal layers look like it did when we were babies. So let's make it bouncy. Let's make it, you know, really elastic. Let's make it plump and round and full of collagen. But let's do that without using something artificial. And so that's where we get into the bioregenerative space. And now, more than any point in history, we have options to do that are really safe, really effective. and we have more choices to choose from. Even in the past year, there's been more things introduced on the market that we can use in this space.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, are three of those, the three new things that we're incorporating at Skin and Tonics as going into 2026. Not necessarily new treatments, but new devices that we've got. And we've started at the end of 2025, but red light therapy, Nuba Skin that we'll talk about some, and the Amelia RF microneedling.
Yeah, we had some other things we started last year that I really don't think we did enough education on, that we can't do too much, but we're using some of the things like the polynucleotides, which a lot of people have heard about, like the salmon sperm facials. And so we're using, basically, these are regenerative molecules. We're using exosomes, which are a way that we can have cells communicate with each other. And so a lot of different things that we're using in kind of the microneedling and the topical space. We're using some of the injectables.
The platelet-derived growth factor.
The PDGF, we're using that, again, in a topical fashion. And so when we look in our injectables, that's when we have our Sculpture, our hyperdilute radius. And then we have our energy devices, so our red light, our microneedling, and even some of the hydrodermabrasion abrasion machines. That we're using now, we're putting some topicals in to really help with that bioregenerative treatment.
Do you have a favorite of the ones that you just listed?
Outside
of Sculpture.
I can't say Sculpture. No, outside of the injectables, let's say in general, I think really we're going to continue to see amazing results. I'm super excited about seeing our patients, how much they are going to tell a difference with our new, the RF microneedling device. So the Amelia RF, that's probably one of the ones I'm most excited about. You know, I think combining that and doing some of the things with our red light therapy, a lot of patients are familiar with red light therapy, and we can use it for different things, for hair, for collagen stimulation in the face. But a lot of the things that we've used in the past, they don't have the power, they don't have the number of lights on the that compares to the new red light that we just received kind
this
of the last quarter.
Now is unbelievable.
Yeah, we introduced it, kind of a soft introduction. We had a few patients have used it. Some of our staff have used it last year. But really, we're going to bring that into some of our membership programs because we think it's so important that if they're getting routine red light therapy, that they're going to see dramatic differences in their results.
I think it's a really cool add-on, too, for someone that's, you know, in just for an infusion and, like, chilled out in the IV lounge we have here at Skin and Tonic, to, you know, add on the red light therapy, do that for 30, 45 minutes. And you can, like you said, you can use it for several things, for hair growth, for inflammation, for collagen stimulation.
It's so intense though. Like,
it's intense.
Yeah. It is bright. Even putting on the goggles to protect your eyes, it is like bright.
Yeah. When they did the demo here, I was shocked, because we've had red light therapy in the past. And I have psoriatic arthritis, and so I've used it at home for different things.
We use a combination, I think, of that and the infrared. Mm-hmm. Like, because it has some different things we can do on it. We can combine different colors,
yeah,
different wavelengths of light, but we can also use some infrared features on it.
So that's one of the exciting things. You want to talk a little about the Nuba Skin?
Now, the Nuba Skin, we've had some, you know, version of hydrodermabrasion for a long time. So it's where we're combining microdermabrasion. And so we're doing like a diamond tip microdermabrasion. And then we have some topicals that we can use with this to really infuse the skin at the same time. And some of it, people are very familiar with. And so we're using things like our traditional glycolics or lactic acids for general anti-aging. We can do an acne wash that has a little bit of salicylic in it, but we can also combine some of our exciting bioregenerative things with this at the same time. So we can do this procedure and we can apply topical exosomes afterwards. We have a couple of different exosome lines here that we carry, or we can just use it for general exfoliation. So when people just want to come in and have a simple glow for the weekend, we can do a really quick 10-minute just microdermabrasion with this new device that we have, and gives them an amazing glow for a weekend out on the town. And so we can do something simple like that, or we can kind of get more aggressive and combine it where we do the dermabrasion along with then a hydrating treatment at the same time, and combine that then with some of our regenerative treatments.
You know, you talk about things going full circle, and I just thought about it when you were talking about that, but when we started this, I think our very first device that we ever bought was a diamond tip microdermabrasion.
Yeah, we forget about it a lot because I always say the first device, and I talk about the CO2 laser, and that was like the first like laser device that we talked about. But you're right, we did buy before we got anything. We had an old diamond tip dermabrasion, and it literally was a workhorse, and patients loved it. They continued to
still
come
a workhorse,
back.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's still a workhorse. It's actually one of the reasons we picked this particular device to go with, because we've had other forms of this over the years, and we still have other options here for patients who kind of have their favorite. We have one called an Eve. We have one called a Cytopeel. This is a NuvaSkin. That's the newest one. It's the one that we both personally like right now. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason being is it has such powerful suction. So it's very close to that original machine. And with all the newer versions, it seemed like we continued to have issues with suction. They continued to clog with some of the solutions. And so we both love the fact that this is really quite powerful and we can really decongest some of the clogged pores with it. Our estheticians are loving it. You know, they use it every single day. And so it's really, it's an exciting treatment. So for our members, you have it as a member benefit. You're able to come in and get that every month if you want, or even more frequently if you want to come in because you have an event coming up. But we also have it available as a standalone treatment. If somebody's not a member, they just want to come in and they have some upcoming event, that's great. So me, I don't take enough time to do that often enough. So for me, I'd rather have a bigger procedure with a little bit more downtime and not have to do it that often.
I wonder if we should maybe do a podcast package, because those three things that we just talked about really go well together. The RF microneedling, the microdermabrasion, hydrodermabrasion, and the red light therapy. I mean, that all three of those are a great combination to be done at different times, spread out over the course of 3 months, do three treatments, come in. The hydrodermabrasion helps to get off the loose skin and the flakiness you're going to get from the RF microneedling drip, get you a glutathione drip. Red light therapy.
I guess we could. We would have talked to Sierra about it, but I guess we could put it in there. And so, you know, anybody listening to this, if you get this before, we'll extend it through maybe the summer of this year. So, anybody that gets a treatment through June of or July of 2026, go ahead and mention Beauty in the Brain when you're booking, and we can give you 20% off of that package. So, because it will be a great package. Now, the thing that I like and what I was saying I would lean more towards is the radiofrequency microneedling. And so that we've had that again for a very long time, and we've had a great device. We still have it. So for those of you who are attached to it and love your results, you don't have to switch. But we do have an kind of a newer upgraded version. And with this newer upgraded version, there's some additional safety features that we didn't have before. As technology develops, we know how to make things safer. And there was a report out of the FDA in the last quarter of last year that kind of put a warning and a caution out for radiofrequency microneedling devices. And patients were having issues. So they were having scarring, pigment, fat loss, really things that we haven't seen. We've only seen great results. But when we looked into what was triggering this, what was really at the root of some of the cases, these are not trained providers, or they were using equipment that was not approved in the US, or it was some knockoff device that didn't consistently deliver the energy. And I think what's really important for consumers or patients to understand is these devices, it's a handheld piece with a bunch of needles that go into the skin at a depth that the provider sets. And then it briefly delivers a bit of radio frequency energy or heat. And if we're not doing that in the right way and we put heat at the wrong level, we can cause some longer term problems. So where we're trying to improve the tone, improve any pigmented areas, we could actually make it worse. That's where a lot of problems were coming. So we saw scarring, pigment loss. There's one really kind of famous case circulating around on Instagram somewhere where these patients just had, it looked like a tiger had mauled her face, just big gashes in the face. And it's where this was used improperly. So we need to make sure that we're using the most updated equipment with proper training. And so that's why I'm excited about this device. It has a lot of safety features built in. Not only do we have and use the device, I train for the company on the device to make sure that more people know how to use this safely. But the needles are insulated, and that means a big portion of them is covered where the heat can't come out. Only the tips of them are exposed. And so that gives us an added layer of safety, meaning that those kind of superficial layers that could cause pigment problems, the heat doesn't get dispersed to there because of this insulated material. It also, we can control this down to just microseconds as to how long the needles are actually going and being deployed into the skin. And it has like a piston system that keeps it really smooth. So from a patient tolerability and comfort level, it's really a much more comfortable treatment than any of the microneedling treatments that we've had in the past. It's still needling, it's still heat, but it's really way more comfortable than the ones we've had in the past.
Microneedling can be pretty spicy, but the results are always worth it. We have things here to keep you comfortable. A lot of people never even use it. We always do topical numbing. And we always offer patients to use the Pronox or laughing gas. But most patients end up talking to us the whole time and rarely even use the gas.
And with that, we can combine with any of our laser procedures. I think this is what a lot of patients may not realize. And I'm just now starting to hear some of this. We thought they knew about all the procedures that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
But we can combine things like red light therapy afterwards. And really kind of how we started this podcast and what got me interested in this topic was talking about treatment stacking, which is very, very common in Korea. So I know you have a friend that goes there often and gets how many treatments at once?
We should see if he'll come on sometime and talk to us just about some of the things that he's done there and the difference in treatments there, because he'll gladly share. But yeah, he goes and gets a lot of things done, and then usually 6 months, 8 months later, you start hearing about it in the U.S. We're a little behind. We talked briefly about, or you talked about, like some of the dangers of the microneedling and some of the side effects that are possible. But what we didn't talk about was all the good it does.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about the benefits to it. We just talked about the dangers, which I think is kind of funny, because I do think you and I both practice on the conservative edge, and we're always concerned about safety for patients. And so we start thinking about that and kind of go in that direction, but forgot about why we actually have it here.
Talk about that. Let's talk about why do we. So when you have somebody that comes in, what is the type of patient? What things would they have that you would direct them to this treatment?
Skin laxity, and that's one of our big concerns that patients have. Skin laxity and skin textures, where this is just a rock star. And so, it's minimal downtime, really. Obviously, it can be more downtime than traditional microneedling, but it can help with pigmentation, can help smooth your skin textures and tone. I think the majority of our patients that are over the age of 40 start having those concerns.
Yeah, I think it's really nice too when we're trying to do things. To me, it's an area that it really shines. It's like around the jawline, submental area. So as we start getting those jowls that are a little more prominent and start getting some submental. And so it's great for that. But one of the things that really I think that we will focus on more in our consults is educating patients on all the things that they can do at the same treatment time and do it in a safe manner. Because when we really look at that laxity, that jowling, and ways that we can treat that effectively, to me, when we combine this with things like our Ulthera with an injectable biostimulant like a Sculptra, and then we also do an RF microneedling, or even things like our monthly plexor showers or plexor cat scratch, that is when you get these results that literally look surgical. It looks like this patient has underwent surgery when we look at them months down the road. So I think educating the patients on how often that they can do these things, how they can stack them together, the benefits of doing it all at one time. But also what we're seeing a lot of, and it's a home run in these patients, is our medically directed weight loss. So we've done medically directed weight loss for a while, and we have patients in the practice that's lost over 100 pounds. We had somebody yesterday we treated as a model that's lost 130 pounds. So this is like a whole person, and what they envision is weight loss with a face that looks youthful, refreshed, young, tight jawline. But in reality, when they have a lot of weight loss, if they haven't done some things to maintain that skin and tighten it, they get sagging, jowling, uneven skin, distect pone, the color's a little bit uneven. And so now we have ways to educate them and talk to them about what can we do in your weight loss journey? So we don't have to wait until the end. We know that we have effective treatments to start along the way and start incorporating things and say, look, let's go ahead and set a goal for every 20 pounds of weight loss. Here's what we're going to do to kind of combat that lax skin so we can keep your skin nice and tight as you're losing weight. And so all of those things I think are really exciting that we, you know, have had options, but the more we research in this industry, the more industry partners come in to play and develop safer equipment, the more things we can do at once. Before, the risk profile was so high if we tried to combine a lot of things that our side effects were too high. And so now we've been able to get things that really minimize or mitigate that side effect profile, so we can do a little bit more in one session than we were able to do years ago.
I'm excited. I'm ready to get mine. Like, you know, acne scars is something that like drives me insane. Like I always think about it every time I look in the mirror, and that's one of the things that helps my acne scars more than anything is RF microneedling. So are there any patients, right quick before we wrap up, that you would not treat?
I mean, obviously, there's a few nuanced cases. Most patients are going to be candidates. The great thing about the device that we're using now, it is approved for all skin types. So the one thing that we get asked very commonly is, can darker skin patients get the RF treatments? And there's been some misinformation about that, and depending on the device you're using and the settings. So we do make adjustments for darker skin types, but it can be used. So I want to dispel that myth that we can't treat darker skin patients with it. Absolutely, we can, and we have darker skin patients. When we say darker skin, in the aesthetic industry, there's a scale system that we do called Fitzpatrick, and that we give a grade of a 1 to a 6. And usually if you're like blonde hair, blue eyes, like pale skin, you blister easy in the sun, that's a Fitzpatrick 1. And so with those types of patients, we can be really aggressive with the lasers, and they don't typically scar or have any kind of long-term effect. So we think of their skin being more sensitive because they burn easy in their fair skin, but in reality, they don't tend to have as many pigment problems. When we start getting into our darker patients, so some of the Latin American population or some of our Black patients that we have, the darker the skin type, that gets up into those Fitzpatrick 4, 5, and 6 levels. And with those patients that are really dark, if you don't treat them properly, you can cause hypopigmentation, or the pigment will go out of that area. And then they end up with light spots on their skin where it was treated with an improper energy level. So that's why it's really important that we use devices that are approved for all skin types, and that the providers are educated on how to adjust those settings for those particular patients. So yes, here we treat all skin types. There are a few things, like I said, if you were having an active infection in an area, if you're in the middle of like an autoimmune flare, so it's not just autoimmune disease.
Active acne.
Yeah.
We wait until acne.
Yeah. So we do, but we do have things we can treat active acne with some of these things that we talked about. And so some of these things we can treat active acne patients. We use some of like the Plexor devices to treat and bring that bacterial load down. So I think those cases, it's important for you to come in for a consult. So there are a few, like I said, exceptions that we would say, hey, we may direct you for a slightly different direction, or we may want to wait until some of your underlying conditions are a little bit better controlled. But you have all these treatments. You have psoriatic arthritis. You've talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah.
And well-controlled with the once every 3 months Skyrizi injection. If you were taking steroids or burst of steroids every few months because all things weren't balanced or out of control, we probably wouldn't do some of these treatments on you. We would opt for some other safer treatments. So whether you're coming to see us or going to a provider near you, I think have those discussions, ask those questions, and make sure that the device they're using and their training is consistent with your skin type and your condition.
Maybe by the next time I'll have had an opportunity to get my treatment.
Yeah, we'll put some pictures up of yours.
Let's do it.
Your befores and afters.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
See you soon.